Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, man, let's talk about the Braves. Seth Emerson is going to join us. We're going to ask him, obviously, about what's going on with the Dogs, but a great piece on Georgia Tech and their resurgence under Brent Key coming up here in less than 10 minutes. Mike, they switch pitchers tonight, and we'll ask Grant about this as well. Fuentes was supposed to start. They got Grant Holmes going tonight. But this series against the Angels, and this is what I said, you know, if we lose this series, you're just starting to lose all hope. And I'm being real here. When you start saying, okay, what is this team? And I ask that question, what is this team? We're almost to the All-Star break. I always tell you guys, July 1st, I'll tell you what we are. You know what we are? We're a 500 team that underperforms offensively. That's what we are. And until that changes, despite who the guy is on the hill, we're not going to be able to make any, make up any room. We're currently 11 games back of the Phillies. We talked about this. And then when you just talk about the Angels, the reason why this is, you know, one of those series, Angels aren't terrible. They're about a 500 team too. But they're not running away with their division. This is an average team who just lost their manager in Ron Washington. God bless him. He's, you know, out for the rest of the season with some medical issues. But I just feel like, Mike, this is a series that you should win at home. And I feel like we've been not doing enough of that.
No.
At home.
No. And, guys, it's pretty simple. They don't hit. Two guys hit. Seven guys of the starting nine don't hit on a consistent basis. Even one of my faves, you know, Marcell Ozuna, he's kind of cooled off big time. He is ice cold for the month of June. You can look it up. Everything from average OPS slugging, the whole shebang. You know, we saw, you know, Murphy give you a little spark. Build on that, man. Make that the norm as opposed to the exception. Austin Riley has not lived up to where he's supposed to be, and he knows that. So this is a team that just does not have clutch. You know, how does Mike, here's another thing. How does Michael Harris react to the 2 days off? You know how Snicker's going to handle it. You know, hey, man, Mike, we know we believe in you. You're good enough. Gosh darn it, people like you.
Yeah.
But you got to make better decisions at the plate. You got to work to count. You got to stop swinging at stuff that's 5 inches off the dish. But I mean, hard to ask a guy to change his approach 2 years into his career, right? As I said to you yesterday. So you got all that. And you got no pitching. Because now you got to bring in Fuentes, who's not ready to go. Mark Bowman just brought up saying, you know, what else are you going to do? Bring up Nathan Wiles again? See, that's what I was saying to you earlier. They don't have anybody. There's nobody in Gwinnett you feel warm and fuzzy about bringing up to pitch. So they rolled the dice with Fuentes, give him some experience. You know, he's confident. He's got, as you said, he's just going to have to work with where he puts that velocity. Because Major League Baseball players can tee off on that until you start moving it.
Yeah, it's all about placement. He is a hard thrower. And, you know, again, you just got to – you're going to have to deal with the ups and downs of him potentially giving you six, but on days he might give you 3 1/3. And if that happens, Mike, the pressure on the bullpen is you know, those guys have got to come through. The Chris Sale injury, it's not on Chris Sale, but the Chris Sale injury is killing us.
It's a freak injury. When things are going bad, carry on top.
Yes. The fact that we need him during this stretch of games leading up to the All-Star break that might have gotten us back in this feeling a lot better. We needed to have a winning record during that stretch of 13 games. We weren't good enough. And so we didn't make any, you know, we didn't make any games up or not enough. And then the Sale injury, again, I'm not blaming Sale. I'm just saying the timing of it is killing us because, to Mike's point, now you're trying to tweak this pitching staff and the rotation. Two guys are pitching well. That's it. Strider, Shrelly. That's it.
That's it. And as we said, guys, you got to go 50-29 just to get to 88 wins, which might not be enough for the wild card this year based on how good everybody is in front of you. The entire NL West, you know, not the Dodgers, but the, you know, the Padres and the Giants. You're still looking up at the Diamondbacks, the Cardinals. A bunch of teams have their ish together this year in the National League. You know, so you're looking up at all that, and here you are. You got to roll Fuentes out after Grant Holmes. You can't do a bullpen start because they're already taxing the bullpen because these guys can't go deep anyway.
No.
So that's it. How do you, and this goes back to the question we had yesterday. Not trying to be, not being a jerk, guys. I'm just keeping it real. How many other baseball fans in any other cities would look at this and go, I'm not throwing money into this. I'm not trading for this. I'm not taking on contracts. You know, they always go for deals to get contract control. You know, Alex is looking to always find a deal or a guy on an expiring contract. But I mean, how do you even fix this if you just say for argument's sake you're able to find three guys like you did in 21? You know? And you're hoping the Profar does, to your point earlier. Profar's got to, he's got to give you a spark. Maybe that's, okay, how about this? Yesterday you asked me, you forced me to a corner, and I said, sell. I'm done.
Fire sale.
The only other saving grace is Profar comes in and lights this thing on fire.
Okay.
That's a big ask, though.
How long are we talking about?
Because you got to be within five games of the wild card by the trade deadline or the All-Star break.
Okay,
All-Star break.
So you're saying two weeks within right. By the time they come out of the All-Star break is what I'm asking about Profar, because this is going to be a small sample space. He comes back tomorrow. You know, we've got less than 10 games or whatever, 11 games left before the All-Star break. My point is, you get to the end of the month, right? Because they're going to get that week off.
Right.
Then you get in early August. How long are you giving this team to catch fire is what I'm saying. And it's got to happen pretty quickly. By the way, the lineup is out. Acuna leading off, duh. Olsen, Ozuna, Riley, Baldwin, Albies. Alex Verdugo is playing left field. Money Harris is back in the lineup, guys. Center field.
And give him a round of applause. Absolutely. Give him some confidence.
Yeah, let's give him some confidence, man. Look, we need Money to just be great, and hopefully he starts to do that. Nick Harris at shortstop, Grant Holmes. The deal with Verdugo, man, what's going on there?
It's the same thing that happened last year with the Yankees. He started off great and cooled off. And in this case, it happened before the All-Star break. Kind of cooled off in the second half last year for them.
Well, you know what? I'm tripping. We're not going to have to worry about this tomorrow. Right? Profar's coming back. Left field's
going to be set.
He's playing every day.
Yeah, he starts Wednesday. He's your everyday left fielder.
Every day. So period. I'm not going to have to worry
and
about
real quick,
this.
Yesterday you and I was talking about the minor league system, and appreciate I got a text from Eric, who's a big Braves fan, and he was saying that, you know, we actually have pieces in the minors, but would you be willing to part with them knowing that this season's probably not going to be anything? Because according to Mark Bowman from MLB, J.R. Richie and Hayden Harris are both in the MLB Futures games as part of the All-Star weekend.
Yes, they are.
Would you be willing to trade young arms for a team that's this bad, with the odds being this long against, you know, maybe making a move to get the impact players you need to turn it around?
Well,
that's the debate.
Remember yesterday I told you it's kind of a misnomer about some of these minor league farm systems, what the perception is, what these rankings are, and what you really have. And this is why when people say, oh, they don't have a good farm system – do you guys know how many guys are in the farm system? There's always guys that teams are interested in. We may not be aware of them. Again, will we right. be talking about Drake Baldwin if he wasn't up here? Probably not. And he's the top prospect in the organization, right? So I feel like, Mike, when we make those assumptions that, oh, we don't have anything, right. we have stuff that other teams may clamor for. I don't know if we're talking
but
about
again,
those
but is
guys.
It, it's almost like refinancing your house. Is it worth it? You know well, what I mean? Argument I'm making is, you know,
there's
it's
two
like,
questions.
It's almost like being upside down on a car. Yes. If we're going to keep moving pieces from the farm system, which already would consider not one of the better ones right now because of all the previous trades you've had.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. That perception is that true? Can you make deals with guys you're talking about? They're going to be in the futures game. Mm. Apparently, there are people that teams covet. There's two questions. One, is it worth it? That's one question. Two, how good is our farm system? One, is it worth it only if it gets you a championship.
Right. But that's just it. But how far away are that? And this gets into the Braves fans to go. And I was joking around with Carl earlier in the show. The 21 season, this team hit so much better. This team was never seven games under 500. That team was one game under 500 at the All-Star break.
Well, that's the misnomer.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
No, not right now. That's the misnomer. The misnomer is because we did it before, we can do it again. The circumstances were right. different.
Right.
The makeup was different.
You had Max Fried. You had, by the way, we'll see Charlie Morton on Friday. You'll get to see Travis Darnot as well.
Yes, you will. Yeah.
But it's just, guys, I'm always, Carl knows, I'm always generally, I'm a glass half full guy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
21 when Acuna went down, I was in my bag and I said, fire sale it. And that's why guys are going, you quit on the team of 21, they won a World Series. This team isn't even close to that team that I quit on. So I'm very easily quitting on this team.
Fire sale it, fire sale. Well, you know what? Maybe you quitting on the team is the thing that gets this team spark.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.